D-Boy. At where? Where do you find me at? You find me right here on Spotify. Right? Come on, come to Spotify. Tell somebody else about this. If you're open to this kind of knowledge, this ain't the everyday run-of-the-mill stuff. This is stuff for them, for the deeper thinkers, the free thinkers, them who have an awakening within them, not a ideological crap. Yeah, I said it. Undiscovered ideological political game. We're talking about real deal experience, real stuff. So I always talk about a little bit of the WOTD, the word of the day. And we're going to do a word of the day. And this came to me about 10 days ago. And as I felt within me, very led to look up the word complain and that I would find some jewels in it. My intuition sparked and said, boom, boom, do this and you will see. And by golly, like always, when the intuition will never lead you wrong, the intuition hits that ball in the left field pavilion all the time. If I could use an old baseball phrase, hammer into the left field pavilion, center field, right, whichever one you prefer, but crank that thing out of here. Even out of the park, if you want to go even that deep, but it went deep. And I was like, amazed how deep this was. And why I looked at it this way is the fact that I know that language is a gauge. It's a language, but it's like the word gauge. And it's a gauging, and it's gauging frequency and vibration, which also harmonizes with energy. And if you speak from the lower depths of it, meaning the low frequency and vibration, it will give you a lower energy and frequency level in yourself. Actually, as we talked about with English, it is equivocal language. Words have two meanings. You will not find it in any new dictionaries or any new etymology dictionaries, but the old ones would tell you that this was actually used so that the supremes, or what we call those who ruling class, could keep the downtrodden so they can stay in power. They won't say that no more because, you know, always trying to hide stuff, even though the stuff is right out in the open, what's going on. You got to come to your awareness, wake up, and you'll see this. So what I noticed about this word complain was that it very much was connected to dissatisfaction, right? Dissatisfaction, criticism, and it would take you down into these lower places. And that's not all, it's a bunch of them as I look at it. You look at the word, it would take you into lamenting, which is like crying, lamenting, dissatisfaction, disharmony, just vibrating low. And there's a whole bunch more that I could add to this in the etymology of the word. It just would lower your vibration and make you dissatisfied. And this is kind of what happens with the complaining, which totally is a disconnect from your power of attitude, which is really gratitude. Gratitude attitude is very connectivity to abundance. This would be the opposite of abundance. This would spiral you down low into a low frequency where you're humiliated, you feel hopeless, suicidal, depressed, no hope, hopelessness in all this. This would make all these things that lower your frequency and vibration and make you mentally even feeling ill, psychologically ill, emotionally ill, and all the ills, like the eels, right? So it would take you down to this very low place. And this is the word complain. And when you see this and kind of know this and experience the complaint, and these are them that complain and are always dissatisfied. If you notice, people complain, never happy. Nothing ever is become satisfied because they live in a state and a frequency and a vibration of unsatisfied. Nothing becomes a satisfaction for them. That keeps them very low. So that means there's nothing fulfilling and nothing that would take them into any kind of hope, any kind of encouragement. Encouragement would be robbed of this. It would rob you and yourself of enjoyment. Like I said, it's connected to grief, which is, you know, you look at grief as you're talking now, you're starting to look at grief, you're starting to look at mourning, which is also in at this. There's a whole list of words that are here that is connected in etymology. And you may say, D-Boy, what's etymology? Etymology is the study of origination of words, where they come from. So a lot of times when you do this, you will find out words don't always seem to be what you think they mean. There's a lyric in Stairway to Heaven, the Led Zeppelin song, says every words have two meanings, and that's my reference back to the equivocal language. When you're speaking on things that really, you're casting yourself low by speaking this. Kind of like the word, hey everybody, how's your day beginning? Good morning. Well, mourning is something that you do when you're in mourning for dead people. Bang, bang, that's what I'm talking about. And this is all over the place. I found out in my journey into etymology, and that's why I said language is a gauge. Language is a gauge. What's just a gauge of creativity, power? Your mouth's a portal. You create what you speak. That's why the whole word of when we used to hear, especially in the old days, in movies and TVs, we heard the abracadabra. Abracadabra is a Hebrew word. Hebrew sentence of a word that actually pertains to you speak what you create. So when you speak what you create, and you create complaining, you create these words that ham hock you. I call it, use a word, go country, go a little bit into the country, ham hocks, meaning it cripples you. And then what happens is you're not operating from your highest point, you're operating from your lowest point. Kind of like hell. Notice the word hell is in there in low, meaning you're greeting people with a low place and a very low place, right? And you're greeting people from there instead of greeting them here. And that's not the only word. There's many, many, many that follow. And that's why I do word of the day to break that down, because we use a lot of them and then we end up speaking on ourselves. Like I said, abracadabra, you start speaking these vibrations and frequency and you wonder why you're having problems. Because you speak the stuff on yourself that you've actually been trained and programmed. Yeah, I said it. D-Boy West uncensored. We don't censor stuff. We bring it out because it's time for us to know as a people. It's time for us not to play the game, but take the game over. Take your game over. Start taking responsibility for self. Come on now. We can go deep. We can start low. We can go high. We can ascend, we can descend. Ascension and descend. You do it every day. You do it in periods of your life. Your creativity. Sometimes we feel low because all we're doing is things that are low. Kind of like I was saying, when you're living in this complaining, all you're doing is you're complaining is you're spiraling yourself down. You're spiraling your being down to a lower place of hopelessness. You actually deactivate your power. One more time. You deactivate your power. One more time. Let's listen. Be silent. Listen. You deactivate your power, frequency, vibration by taking on this spirit of a word that in its creative factor, complaining all the time. That spirit of somebody who complains is just spiraling themselves down in that frequency and vibration. If you participate with that person, you'll feel it. You feel it. So that's why we're all about here. Decoding the truth, bringing out really truth that you can use. Just just not wanting to give a bunch of data, that we do get a bunch of data, but the thing is taking that data and eventually taking that data and having the application so you can apply it effectively to your life as a tool to make the adjustments needed so you can rise and go forth and meet everything that you're trying to do in your life, goals, spiritual, mental, physical, business, whatever it is. Take that power and you do it. You can do it. We're always going to be given those. So the word of the day, this is what this was complain. D-boy, yes it is. You know what that means. Yep, yep, yep. It means pay, pay, pay. Always looking to be that creative force and take yourself to the highest apex of yourself. Living in a place where you conduct through your conduction of energy and you start playing the tune, or you start being your own maestro of your own symphony within. A little tongue-tied on the symphony, right? Symphony within. Why you say that? Because you got 7 organs. So you got some attunement because you got some organs, some instruments that you need to play, and you need to have an attunement. Atone them. Attunement. We always are getting in here, language going into the deeper things. Thank you for the listens for the podcast, the lectures that I had just recently. Thank you for those who hit me up about it. Thank you for those who listen and the thumbs up, and those who hit me up about it and the messages. And I told you, we do many things off here. We do off the cuff, which means I'll go off the cuff. I get something. It's enlightenment or something I feel, and I'll go off the cuff with it and allow it to flow through me. Or then I'll go into like this word of the day. We're going to do a word of the day today. And that word of the day is usually something that we decode what the word means, because as we've talked here before and I keep bringing up, we live in an equivocal language, and that equivocal language will tie things up. And many people don't understand words or worlds. And words are connected to energy and frequency and vibration, the 369. And when you start knowing these, you won't do the abracadabra on yourself by cursing yourself, by using words that really shrink or bring to a lower state your energy field. Otherwise, straightforward, you would quit cursing yourself if you knew that a lot of these words meanings aren't what they sound like they mean is, or what you've been given, until you start getting some etymology and start realizing that the etymology, which is the study of words from their foundation or their origination, is where you're going to find out that certain things ain't what they seem like. And there's a song called Stairway to Heaven, and it says sometimes words just have 2 meanings, and that's what it means. But anyways, we're going to get on this word rant. And this is a very popular word, because no matter where you go or people you watch, people are people you know, whether it's on some kind of media or platform or even in your house, or family members like to rant, right? I'm very much looking always at energy, vibration, frequency, and where it's at. Personally, for me, I'm always doing the work. That's what this channel's about, doing the work on yourself, making those tools and adjustments that we talk about here. So when I look at the word rant, and I see that people are going on these rants, they go, man, I had to rant about this and rant about that. And Joe, you know, somebody went on a rant. Somebody else over here in this other channel, they're over there ranting. All these rants. But when you really start looking at it, so I had to go and deep dive like I did. If you listen to my last one, that word complain, you start seeing complaining and you start seeing the ham hocking of yourself. You're foiling your own advancement with your energy when you do that, right? Well, this is what we're going to do here too. Always looking to build ourselves by taking out, using other words, frequency, and vibration to uplift or start structuring yourself into building your own bridge to whatever your goals are in taking yourself up, right? An uplift, an ascension, broadening your consciousness, expanding it? And what are some of the tools that you could use to help you in that construction? So look at this word rant. And like I said, it's a popular thing to get. Somebody's on a rant. We hear it all the time. I ranted, they ranted, she ranted, we all ranted. We all ranted for peanut butter, for Nutter Butter peanut butter sandwich cookies. But watch this. Rant. Etymology. The word is talking. Talk foolishly. Speech is bombastic. You hear what I'm saying? Speech is bombastic. Empty declamation language. Watch this. Without making any sense, call it nonsense. That's my point. Think about this. The rant is a tie-in to energy. And as you know, people start ranting, they tend to rant into opinions based on the emotional part of it. And what's that emotional doing? Spiraling usually into the emotion of anger. Anger's a fire. Remember that. Anger is a fire element. One more time. Anger is a fire element. So now the fire spread. It's wildfire now. The mountain's on fire. It's not a controlled fire. It's not even somebody using the fire to cook, or even a controlled fire when certain things may need to be burned, but you control them. This thing is blowing and it's become a wildfire, unstoppable, right? That's what a rant really is. So going back over these words real quick, it's a foolish talk, bombastic speech, empty declamation, language without any making any sense. So what does it serve you? I'm telling you what, etymology starts revealing this language. Casting spell is spell. The spelling is the spell. It's the language. I've told you before, language is a technology. It's a gauge. It's a land gauge. Breaking down these words. Getting to know your empowerments and what deceives you or lowers your vibration. So it's nonsense. So what it means is it has no structure to any building. It's going to lower your vibration and frequency. And then, as you know, anger is something that will take you down the lowest frequency into the fact that, you know, like Buddha said, statement by in Buddhism is that being angry and acting upon that anger is like trying to grab hot coals and throw them at somebody else, meaning you're the one that suffers the hurt and the pain and the burn. It hurts you by being angry. You're doing a disservice to your seven members of your organs. They get out of tune, out of place. Come on now. We're talking the real stuff today because that's what we do. We here always at West Coast Uncensored, we uncensor everything and we open the sensor to them that have eyes to see something new and something powerful. Another tool that you could put in your toolbox to use for your raising of your next journey in your growth as a person. And this channel is for them that are looking for that. If you're not vibing on that vibe, you will not know a thing I'm talked about in this 814 we're at. Because this is them that have opened their mindset and are wondering, and just things have just taken another stretch in their life, or they've known this for a while and they've been working on themselves for a while. Nice breath right there. Another tool is that too. So what it does from you, I always like to say it's like ham hocking you. If I can use my southern country accent or word. And what it means with the nonsense is, notice that you need to have this goals and creativity. And if you keep creative, the things that demise you and don't add to you, but always wondering why this always happens, but you're speaking this on to you, so that's why it always happens. Going to these rants, doing these things that become popular, even popular out there, Don't think that the popularity out there is always going to be for your uplifting. The popularity most of the times is out there because it helps with the demise of your frequency and vibration. Facts. Bing, bing. Bell should ring, because that was a mouthful. What I said right there was some deep truth of calculating for yourself. You talk about getting in, you know, getting weighed. What was it they used to call? I used to coach football, we used to put the kids, there was weight limits and stuff. So we used to have to get the scale, and we'd have to balance it. And there's a word I'm looking for, balance. But that word I'm looking for, balance, is the word I'm thinking about right now, is to balance yourself out. You need to balance yourself out. Learn to not allow things. Take control of the operation of self. And ranting is not the answer. Ranting, and remember this last time I did talk about another word, and the word was ignorant. Notice I said, even in that, I brought up the fact that the word ignore rant has the rant at the end. And ignore rant, connected, lower vibration. Build your vibration, choose your words constructively, wisdom-wise, to build yourself to your next journey and highest plane in your walk up a stairway, up that stairway, up that ladder. You guys have a great day. Catch me on Spotify, catch me on YouTube, catch me where you can. I'm all over with that. Catch me on D-Boy West Coast Uncensored Instagram. You guys have a great day.